age of 34, but I felt much older. Before my life had been torn apart, I had been a successful man with a bit of a cult following. I was young and handsome, and the young people who flocked to my class hung on every word I said. My fellow teachers called it a combination of natural charm and my youthful good looks. The students could relate to me. Fast forward to today, and I wasn't so sure I still had that same appeal. Grief had changed me physically and emotionally. I wasn't in great physical shape, not like I used to be. I hadn't dived in who knows how long. The lack of physical exercise had made my body soft in places it used to be hard and sculpted. The grief diet had prevented me from packing on the pounds, but I didn't feel strong or physically confident like I used to. There were lines around my eyes, and my black hair had more of a salt-and-pepper look now. I didn't care enough about what people thought about the gray now peppering my hair to dye it. I preferred people take me at face value or not take me at all. I took a deep breath and started to organize the files into stacks. I checked the watch on my wrist and then the empty seat in the corner of the room, across from my desk. I had been assured I would have an assistant. The dean insisted, even though I'd said I didn't need one. Now, I was counting on it. It made me feel like I had someone in my corner, and I chuckled at the fact the assistant would literally be in the same corner of the room as me. It was us against them, the students. My phone rang, reminding me I needed to shut it off before class started. "Hello?" I answered, already knowing who it was.
"How's it going?"
Jake, my younger brother, asked.
"I've been here exactly 3 minutes. There's nothing going on yet,"
I grumbled, not appreciating my brother checking up on me.
"Is your assistant there?"
he asked.
"No, and like I said before, I don't need one." "Yes, you do. Admit it already."
I heaved a long sigh. The dean had insisted, and when I had run it by Jake, he agreed.
"We'll see. If it's some cocky kid looking for a quick credit, I'm gonna be pissed," I muttered. "Think about all the free time you'll have. We can go diving, hang out on the weekends, and have fun. You remember what that's like, right?"
Jake joked.
Yeah, I know. You're right. And it will be nice to have someone to fall back on, in case I can't make it in or something,"
I replied.
"Don't even start making excuses already," my brother warned. "I'm not, but you never know." "I do know. I know you will have your ass there every single day, like it or not. Gotta go, I have a client coming in." "Talk to you later,"
I said, ending the call without another word. Putting the phone on silent, I slid it into my pocket. Like it or not, this was my problem. The fire that made me passionate about teaching had been squelched. I wasn't excited about putting in 12-hour days. I was here to do my time and then go home. There would not be a lot of extra effort involved. Thankfully, I was teaching at a small university. My job at one of the best universities in the country had been lost weeks after the accident. I had been very fortunate to have landed the job in the first place. I only managed to get it because I had impressed my professors and the stars aligned just right. That was the only way to explain, and I lost it. It had all been too much, and I was forced to resign. There was no way I could talk to hundreds of students every day when I couldn't summon the energy to get out of bed, let alone shower or leave the house.
"Good morning,"
I greeted the first student to arrive with what I hoped was a welcoming smile. Another pang of anxiety stabbed at my stomach as more students started to filter through the open door. My heart started to race, and I began to second-guess my choice to return to teaching. One young woman stopped at my desk, extended her hand, and introduced herself. "I'm Jenny," she said with a smile. "I'll probably be your favorite student." Despite my trepidation, I had to laugh at her declaration.
"Oh, really? Why is that?"
"Because I'm smart, punctual, and very serious about my education. Teachers love me," she said.